Okay, we are now on page Reish Chav Ches, the 19th tool. Ho'ifen Hatisha Sorhu, the 19th tool is Cheshbon HaNefesh Ha'odom Lasos La'atzmo. Cheshbon, a person has to make for himself. Shabore Hitzilo So Mehemikrim Haroim U'me'atzor Shalolim Hazeh, that Hashem has saved him from all bad situations and from tsaros of this world. Umehamachlos, hashonos, hapoktos, bos b'yodom, and various sicknesses that come to people, and Hashem has saved him from that. Umehamoires, v'hametsukos, hashoines, hamisrachshos bo, and from incidents and pressures, different types of pressures that come to people. For example, and you've been saved from this. Kigon, for example, masor, imprisonment, ra'av, hunger, v'tzoma, thirst, kor, cold, chom, heat, samay mavis, poisoning, chayas ros, wild animals, tsaras, leprosy, terif hadas, insanity, shituk hachushim luminov, the silencing of the different senses, each one according to their senses, meaning like the ability to speak, the ability to hear, that kind of stuff, visurim darmim, and similar sufferings, that Hashem has saved you from all of that. Now, why should you be thanking Hashem? Because v'zos lamros shadam yodea shemagia lo lisbol yisur meila. Because the person knows, in spite of the fact, the person knows that it's really, he's deserving to suffer that kind of suffering. V'shu yischayev ba nashim eila, and yischayev, he should be guilty of these punishments, b'glal avonas v'chatoim shu asul v'nei abore, because of the sins that he did before his creator. U'mipnei shu himra es aloikov ma'od, and because he rebelled against his creator very much, v'zilzel bidvarav, and he denigrated his words by not listening to him. When you do an avera, you're denigrating Hashem's words. V'lonasan lo shevach, and on top of that, he's not praising him. V'hodoya, and thanks. V'sor mevodoso, and he turned away from his service to Hashem. V'lo chazer v'tshuva, and he didn't do tshuva right away. V'lis vadul v'nei Elokim, and he didn't confess before Hashem, al shehimra sozman rav kolkach, that he's been rebelling so long. Alav shalokim aseimo b'meshech kol hazman hazeh tomid rak tovas v'chasodim, even though Hashem has done for this person the entire time constantly only good and kindnesses. So that's what you got to think about. This would have been a lot better if we would have done this an Erev Yom Kippur, but still. But the point is, we know as the year accumulates, and maybe this should be a thought as we begin the new year. Right now, we've got a pretty clean slate. I mean, we do have about 12 hours of Averos on our belts already. But as the year will progress, it's our choice to increase the sins in spite of the fact that Hashem, and then would come into play that Hashem should be punishing us. We keep increasing our sins, and Hashem keeps holding back whatever punishment should be coming to us. Really, a punishment should be coming immediately, but it doesn't come immediately. So that should be our cheshbon, that Hashem is not punishing us, even though that should be coming to us. V'chasher bala seichel misbona bazeh, and when a person with intelligence reflects on this, ketzad shabore miyaser es bnei adam b'olam hazeh al-yidei hatzaros v'yisurim hallelu, how Hashem does bring sufferings to people in this world through various sufferings that we're talking about. But you yourself, v'ketzad hu nitzol mehem v'nimlat mikulam, and how you've been saved and escape all of them, lamros shemagyolo lispo'lo mehem, even though it's coming to you to suffer from them. If you'd realize that, you get up in the morning and you're fine. You drive to work, no accidents. Everything went well in terms of your physical ability. You have food on the table, everything is fine. You look around the world and you see lots of people suffering from all kinds of things. He should give a lot. If he think about it, he would praise Hashem greatly for the goodnesses that Hashem did with him. Let me put you on pause for a moment, please. Okay, so a person would give thanks to Hashem for all the goodness he did. V'yizdoreis lachzer b'tshuva, and he would be alacritous to do tshuva. levakesh slicha al havonas v'chatoim shabori adayin lo heinish oso, and he would ask for mercy, pardoning for the sins and the averis that Hashem has not yet punished him for. Alaf hazman harav she'over me'el shu'o so'oson, and it's been a long time he's been doing these averos. V'yorutz, and he'll run l'hidovik b'avodes habari mitoch pachad mi'ishomela, and he would run to cling to the service of Hashem out of the fear that these sufferings will eventually come to him. And he would run back to Hashem u'kedei litchos osa me'olav, and to push those things away from them that never come to him. K'mo she'nemar, as the pasuk says in Sefer Shmos, Vayomer, the pasuk says, the famous pasuk, after Hashem told Moshe to throw the bitter stick into the bitter water, which was hinting to the fact that that's how suffering happens. That's the great secret of Lahamtik Mar B'mar. I don't know if I ever said that to you. There's a mystical secret, Lahamtik, to sweeten Mar B'mar, the bitter with the bitter. That was the whole lesson of them coming to the bitter waters and throwing a bitter stick into the bitter waters, and all of a sudden it became sweet. What's going on? The answer is the Jews were complaining. When the Jews become complaining, they do a number of things. First of all, when a Jew does an avera, it hurts him, he becomes bitter, and he creates a bitter cosmic reality to the world. The world has been damaged. So now we've got two bitter things in the world. And only Hashem is capable of resolving. Now, we could do tshuva, and that's certainly a way of fixing it up, because that undoes what you do, as it were. But what happens if you don't? So Hashem said, this is what you do. You throw the bitter stick into the bitter water. Meaning to say that the bitter reality that you created, the fact that you created a spiritually toxic waste in this world, and that spiritually toxic waste must come out of the world. And the only way it comes out of the world is if its negative, noxious effects come back right to the source of it, which is you. And then when that it comes back in the form of suffering, that pollution comes right into you, brings you to suffering, and you're in pain, and it's the bitter, like grinding against the bitter. And only Hashem can take a bitter stick, put into bitter water, and guess what happens? The water can become sweet. It's like I say, this is the source, this is the mystical source for the incredibly incomprehensible math equation that I still haven't had a mathematics teacher explain to me adequately. And that is, how do you get, by multiplying -2 times -2, you get a +4? We know that's the rule, but if you think about it, it doesn't, I don't understand it. Negative means you don't have. Negative means you're two behind. Marshall, I owe you $2 is -2. So if I multiply owing $2, I multiply it by, again, a -2, I get a +4. Did you ever think about it? I mean, you were taught in school, you didn't ask any questions, right? That's the rule. But think about it. Negative means I have less than zero, right? Isn't that what negative is? Less than zero, which means I have less than nothing. And I'm going to multiply it by less than nothing. First of all, how do you even do that? How can you multiply something with less than nothing? And what happens? You get a +4. Now, I don't know. All the math people out in audio land can respond to me. I don't get it. Do you get it? I understand how 2 times 2 is 4. I'm taking 2 and I'm doing it 2 times to the 2, so I get 4. No, but -2 means there's 2 behind, okay? And I'm 2 behind. 2 I don't have. 2 I owe. And now I don't know how I can multiply it negatively. And you get a +4. So I'm convinced the source of that is Lahamtik Mar B'mar. Because that's exactly what happens. At the end of the day, Hashem wants us to be whatever positive number we are. He wants us to, let's say, be a 4. So how do you become a 4? You do a mitzvah that's worth 2, let's say. And then we multiply that mitzvah by 2. You can multiply it by many numbers. But you do the mitzvah, you have simcha, you have ava. I hear how I can multiply a mitzvah by 2. And that creates a 4. And that's the schar that I'm going to get. I understand that. But what the Torah is saying, that at the end of the day, you've got to come out good. You did Averis. That was on the negative side. So what does Hashem do? He multiplies it. How? By bringing you Tzaris. And the Tzaris bring Kapara. And if you do Tshuva out of love, what do we say about the sins? They become Mitzvahs. You did not Averis. Negative two. Okay. Now, Tshuva out of love. There's all kinds of Tshuva. But part of it can be suffering. And suffering works if you're Makabal it. If you're Makabal the suffering with love, then the suffering grinds against the negative, and now the negative 2 times the negative 2 creates a positive 4, and you're creating a positive reality, and if it's tshuva out of love, it becomes a, and the bottom line is it brings you close to Hashem. Positive 4 means you're close to Hashem, negative means you're far away from Hashem. Negative 2, you did not vary, you're far away from Hashem. What happens? Hashem makes you suffer. That should make you even further away from Hashem. But the mystery of lahamtik mar b'mar is if you accept the suffering with love, even though the negative is doubling on your negative, it will produce sweet water, which is positive. And this is all pshat. Now, once you have that, now comes the pasuk. Now, when you're going to see this end of Bishalach next year, or Pesach time, whenever, you're going to now see this clearly. Because now look at the pasuk. This after this all happened. Vayomer Hashem says, if you listen, and you surely listen to the voice of Hashem your God, and you do what's good in His eyes, and you give ear to His mitzvahs, and you watch all His statutes, then what will happen? All the sicknesses that I brought to in Egypt, which is every type of sickness possible. Lo asim alecha, I will not place upon you. And then it says, why? Because I am your doctor. So there, so Hashem is telling you what to do to avoid. But obviously, what's implied the opposite? Implied the opposite, if you don't listen, then what's going to happen? Then all the sicknesses of Egypt will be placed upon you. And how are you going to get out of it? You're going to get out of it. And that's, it says, if you careful look, it says, some chok toch, it says over there, he gave him chok, he gave him chukim. This was in Mora. He gave him chukim, you know, statues. Well, the biggest chok he gave is lahamtik mar b'mar, to sweeten the bitter with the bitter, create sweet. And so that's why, you know, you should be suffering punishments, because ultimately that's lahamtik mar b'mar. Okay, there's another way out. There's another mar. The bitter pill of tshuva, of swallowing your pride, being embarrassed, confessing, being ashamed, that is very humiliating if you do it properly. And that is the bitterness, and that it will work just as good as the suffering will work. And that's what he's saying over here. You should see that, you know, you did Averis, you're a negative two. You've already created a negative two reality. That's in the cosmos. The spiritual cosmos has this terrible negative reality. So the question is, it's just a matter of time till it's coming to get you. And Hashem is holding it as long as He can, because He's hoping you will take that negative reality and create your own self-inflicted suffering of spiritual accountability, and that will sweeten this bitter with the bitter. You follow? And that's what the pasuk is saying. And that's why a person, Menge Chesh B'Nevesh, you'll run to do tshuva. You'll run to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pasuk says the same thing. If you will listen to the mishpatim and guard them, etc., etc., and ekev means mitzvahs that you trample upon with your feet, right? But if you listen to all those and you don't trample on them, and Hashem will remove from you all the sicknesses and all the sadnesses that were evil ones in Egypt, as you know. Lo yisimun bach, I will not bring them to you. And the opposite is very abundantly clear. And one of the great scholars told his students, you know the famous story with there was a poisonous snake, Moran Brachas, did you remember? That poisonous snake was killing people all the time, so they brought a holy rabbi to come and
died.
Right, so the rabbi put his foot over the hole where the snake lived, and the snake bit him, and the snake died. So now he says, Ru'u banai, look, my children, ain arod memis. It's not the snake's bite that kills, right? Ela hachet memis, it's the sin that kills. And the King David said, Al shachal vafesen tidroch. Shachal's a lion, a fesen is a viper. Tidroch, you'll trample on the lion and the viper. Tirmos, kfir vesanin, you will trample on the kfir, the young lion, vesanin and the serpent. Okay, you will do all those things, he's saying. And why? Kivi chashak, because with me, you yearned for me, because you love me. Vafalteu, I will save you. Asagveu, I'll elevate you. Ki adashimi, because you know my name. And that's what Hashem is saying. Hashem is saying, you know what? If you follow me, everything will be fine. Yeah, but if you don't follow me, all these things will be bad. Persons make a chesh nefesh. At the end of the day, hey, what averis did I do today? And Hashem still keeps me alive and still keeps me. It's just a matter of time till it's going to come crashing down on me. So I should take that into cheshbon and quickly do tshuva. Don't wait till Yom Kippur. You don't always get a guarantee. A lot of us are lulled into this thing. Okay, I could wait till Yom Kippur to take care of it. Doesn't always work that way. Sometimes Hashem says, you know what, I can't wait for Yom Kippur. You're going down too fast. I've got to. The pollution is so bad. I'm going to have to grind it out. And you say, you know what, it's a big kisoyrus for a person to do tshuva. Okay, so that's our activity today. Think the end of the day. Think of all the things you did wrong. And then think that you thank God alive. And do tshuva as quickly as you can. And thank Hashem that He hasn't brought that retribution upon you.